Gene Wygant, thank you for playing the organ for us this morning. And Virginia's traveling. Gene did a great job. And a milestone in somebody's life. Last week, hitting 98 years old and blessed by God and following Jesus. Worship pretty much every Sunday. We thank the Lord for Jane Neal. Could we thank the Lord for that birthday? Pretty exciting. We told her got to hit 118 at least. Under God's providence. Well, moms and dads, who God has picked to impact people, and spiritual moms and dads, those who know Christ and are following Him, you influence other people like a parent does towards Christ. And the Apostle Paul compares the job of a Christian following Jesus to the job of a parent here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. And if you take a look at some of the verbs he uses, you could see how it connects to being a mom, having an influence on others. If you're an adult toward young people, or dad in the house, wherever your living quarters look like. He has words like costly, hard work, toil, work day and night. Okay, moms would say, I need a break. I need a vacation. That's where she's at. And not using tricks or mask or greed or not looking for people's praise, you know. Doing all those things and thanks or no thanks, they're done. They're out of love. And the phrase, we took great delight in you. How moms providentially are chosen by God to take great delight in the young ones. Okay, the young ones don't always hear that. But it's there from God. And mom, you're a mom because God chose you to be the mom for your family. Or future moms. And those who remember their moms to say, God picked that mom to impact my life. And learned a lot of love, a lot of service, a lot of boundaries from mom. And if you're a Christian, God picked you as a Christian to show other people in the body, it's like a bigger family, the same things about love, about boundaries, about sacrifice, about, you know, working on behalf of others. Moms, don't let this happen in your household. You know, you're serving, you're doing things, or dad's doing it if you're working in another place at the time. But when your family comes and sits, plops down and says, I'm here, feed me, you know, you don't do that with mom. You say, thank you, mom, for, you know, what can I do to help? I'm a part of this. I'm a part of what you're doing. I'm here to both receive and to give. Same thing in the family of God as we gather. You don't come, you plop yourself down and you say, feed me. You know. No, you're here to train others as you get trained to follow the Lord. It's part of that maturing process. Physical family in the home, spiritual family as God's people get together. And Paul said, I dare to tell you the gospel in spite of strong opposition. It's not easy to be a parent or a mom. A lot of opposition. But it's a calling from God, and so you do it with gladness. And spiritual parents and moms in the home say this, I love the calling. Okay, you really do. I love the calling. It's difficult, but I take delight. I not only want to share with children in the house and in the family of God the good news, but I want to share my life as well. So moms, never underestimate the impact you have made on other people. And if you're a Christian, you're making this the same kind of impact your mom had on you. Most of it, you know, as you're grown up, you were unconscious of it. You're having the same kind of impact on other people around you. You're teaching by example and by precept. So do it wholeheartedly. There's a story of a mom teaching a little one how to garden and how to do the weeding and do the shovel thing. And the young one's like, you know, what good is this? Is this any food for me? And the mom says, you know, put your back into it. Put your heart and your soul into it. She teaches you how to live. And the Lord would tell us that. If we're going to be trained and train others, put your heart into it as a follower of Jesus. The book of Proverbs says, train a child in the way they should go, and then they won't depart from that way. So you as a Christian, still be trained in the way you should go so you don't get off the path. Train others in the way they should go so they don't get off the path. That's part of the love and direction a family gets and gives, all under the providence of God. So remember that example. By precept, Paul was to the Thessalonians. You are physical mom to your family. You are Christian to the people around you, inside and outside the church. As you could so take this on as a mom or dad. You're the Bible your children read the most this week. They read their Bible, 10 minutes a day maybe, or however their pattern is. But they read you all the time. They say, I know what Jesus is like. I just look at mom and dad. Same thing happens in the family of God. I know what Jesus is like. I just look at the guy or gal next to me in the pew. That's what they say. He's like that. So you've got to ask God to keep getting trained on behalf of training others. And it's a tremendous network that God has made in family life and in the family of God life as we all connect like that. I'm going to share some things on the slides above here. That's an application of a teaching by Chip Ingram. He did this years ago. I did this in part a while back, but I want to share it with you again in terms of parenting and our responsibility as believers. So this will be real simple, but a great opportunity to put into practice. Four models of parenting, which parallels four models of training people to follow Jesus. We all live at point one. If you're a Christian, you're a spiritual parent to somebody. Somebody's looking up to you. You say, no, not me, I don't want that. You got it. You got the calling. Four models of training people to follow Jesus. We all know as a Christian we're like that also. I knew first, my second day as a father, I knew I needed trained. As when our son was born, the doctors handed him to us. That was easy. I give him back to the doctor. Give him back to my wife. Second day I come to the hospital, my son's laying in the little plastic bassinet over there, and my wife says, pick him up and hold him, I'll take your picture. I realized at that point I had never picked up an infant from the lying position before. Never. First time. I go up to him, I go like this. Not going to work. My wife has pictures of this. I actually went like this. I knew how to pick up a football. I didn't know how to pick up a baby. I needed some modeling to follow. I learned as I went. And hopefully you're learning as you go as a Christian. How do I follow Jesus? Some of you feel just as all thumbs, just like I did that second day. Here's two gifts of love God puts in every family. He puts there perfectly through Christ, imperfectly through the people that are there. Mom, dad. Or some good influence, body of Christ. There's tough love. Tough love says, do this because it's right. We all need that. We probably heard that from mom before we heard, I love you. No. No. That's the first word we say. Do this because it's right. Don't do that because it's wrong. We need that in the home. We need that in the body of Christ. The people who don't know the Lord yet need that. They want to know, what's the right thing to do? Even if they don't think there is a right thing, they want to know the right thing. Unconditional love means I love you no matter what. Jesus modeled these two things tremendously for us. He had tough love. He said, you must deny yourself if you're going to follow me. That's tough love. Scratch my head and I say, I'll count the cost. Is he worth it? Yeah. I love you no matter what. Jesus said, forgive 70 times 7, because that's the way I'm going to forgive. Okay, I get it. I'm going to love them no matter what. People in the family, people around me. So what are some of the illustrations of how to be a parent? These are all three imperfect models, one good model. When you have high, tough love, low, unconditional love. That's a parenting style that says, I'm going to tell you what's right and wrong, but as far as what happens to you, you know, my heart's not really with you. Okay, you're more of a tyrant, you're more critical, more of a Pharisee type, both to your own little family and to the church at large. This is a tendency that people can have. High, tough love, low, unconditional love. You should know this. People outside the body of Christ, when they're asked the question, what's the church like? What are Christians like? They say this. Almost every survey I've seen, they say, Christians, they tell me what's right and wrong, but Christians do not love me. We should know that. That's the way we're coming off to people. Okay, you might say, well, that's not true. If that's the message you're picking up, that's the message that's getting sent in some manner in the house. If you have high, tough love, low, unconditional love, you know what will happen? Your children will rebel. They will say, as soon as I have a chance to get out of here, I'm out. Because that's all my parents do is tell me what's right and wrong and when I'm out of bounds, but their door is not open to me no matter what. They only love me when I walk the line. And nobody wants to be in that kind of a relationship. Second model of parenting, it's not good. Model of training that's not good. Low tough love, high unconditional love. This is the permissive parent. Okay. Johnny's 17. He don't want to go to church. The parent says, what should I do? You know, I don't know what to do. What's right? I don't know. Not passing on any kind of boundaries for your children. Okay, you're hesitant to do that. You observe it today, you know, young man 7, he's at the ball game, dad says, sit down. Kid's still walking. Sit down. Says it again. Sit down. Kid waves as he goes to go get some bubble gum. No, the young person doesn't know there's right and wrong expected of them to follow. That's a part of life. That's a bad thing. This is the most prevalent parenting model nowadays, obviously. High conditional love you. I love you no matter what, but I'm really not loving you. I'm not giving you any guidance. In the body of Christ, back in Jesus' day, the religious folks called Sadducees were like that. Weren't quite sure about real truth. Would there be a resurrection from the dead? But they kind of wanted to be religious. Somebody said that they didn't believe in the physical resurrection. That's why they were sad, you see. So that's there. Tell you a story. How about we could get caught up in this? What happened to me last week? I was driving in Shadyside looking for a hospital. I drove past a church, and I always look at their signs to see if I could pick up anything helpful from a church sign. And the church sign said, love is our doctrine. So I started getting all excited. I think, this would be a great sermon series, you know. 1 Corinthians 13, love God, love people. I mean, you could just run with that. And then I looked at the sign, what kind of church it was. It was a Unitarian Universalist church. Unitarian Universalists don't really believe Jesus is Lord. They don't believe the Bible. I wanted to get out of my car and kneel down and repent for my lack of tough love when I see that. Okay. We want to recognize, say what's right because God says it. Love no matter what because that's the way God is. To other people, to the people in the family. If you're like this, eventually children will say, my parents don't care about me. I can come home at 2 a.m. They don't care. They'll give me breakfast, you know, in bed the next day. Low tough love, low unconditional love. This is a danger. You might say, well, who in the world would do that? This is a danger, and it's the absentee dad or mom, the absentee mom, emotionally not, hey, I'm just not in it. I don't tell my children what to do, and I really don't care what happens to them. A lot of children who are, you know, hitting the world, they come from backgrounds like this. Where's mom? I don't know. You know, she's high somewhere. Where's dad? I haven't met him yet. You know, low tough love, low unconditional love. Sometimes people end up in that boat because of a tremendous chaos and pain in their backgrounds. They'll say, you know, I didn't get any love and I didn't get any boundaries, so I tried the family thing, but I kind of gave up on it. So pretty much I'm not into family. I don't believe in it. It doesn't work for me. I tried it and it went nowhere. A lot of people respond to the body of Christ right this way, by the way. This is a strong tendency in the body of Christ. When you look at the church, you say, well, the church really doesn't believe in anything nowadays, you know. They just kind of get together and they kind of like to be around each other. But I'm not sure if we stand for God and His Word. And secondly, I'm not sure anybody in the church really cares about me personally. I tried the church thing. I don't think they love me. And I don't think they stand for the truth. And that's a bad consequence. We have to ask God for help that it be otherwise, or we will end up in that modeling way of discipleship. And you can ask yourself how you felt about the last gathering you had with Christians. Did you show up like this? Did you show up like, I don't really love anybody around me, and I don't really, you know, expect to know God's truth that will set me free. Then you're on a slippery slope to this right here. And you'll be an absentee Christian real quick. The last model from Jesus, high tough love, high unconditional love. Moms, don't you love it when your children are highly disciplined in what they do? You know, they get everything straightened out. They wash that car pretty well. Get that grass mowed, you know, pretty straight. They know what's right. They know what's wrong. You don't even have to tell them be home by 11 p.m. on a Saturday night. They're home 10:45. Great job. Highly disciplined children with high unconditional love. If they blow it, if they wreck the car, they come home and they tell you right away. You know why? Because they know you're going to love them no matter what. You're going to walk them through how they went out of bounds. Same thing with the body of Christ. How does Jesus treat us? And how can we treat one another? This is right. This is wrong. It is the truth of God and the grace of God. Love you all the time, no matter what. Stand on God's word. Okay. And teach what's right. You know, some of the basics, what's right. The Word of God is right. Church is right. You know what the young people think? They think church is optional. That's what they think. That's totally out of bounds. Church is right. Prayer is right. Get some tough love in your discipleship. You know, for yourself, for the people around you, for the people in your home. And I'll give you one example of a family issue that came up with a Christian brother who's an unlikely example, but I use him because of it hit the target. Joel Osteen is a preacher. He has a ministry, very big ministry, author, those kind of things. He was interviewed on Piers Morgan, I think. Yeah, that's the name of the TV show, and was asked about a number of different things, faith and this and that and the other. And the interviewer said, what about family life? What about marriage? Is it is it okay for same-sex marriage? That was the direction. And Joel Osteen, who's really not known for tough love, he doesn't mention sin a lot and, you know, steers away from hell and things like that. He said, he looked right at him and he said, the Bible says that's not to be. And the interviewer came back, and this is on national TV. Interviewer came back at him and said, you know, but don't you think you're just, those people aren't bothering you. Why don't you just, you know, let them be like they want to be. You be like you want to be. He just said again, he said, you know what? I have to go with what the Bible says. I'm a follower of Jesus. Interview came back again. But you're gonna come off like you don't like those people and you hate that kind of thing. You're a hater then. He says, you know what? I'm not a hater. I'm a follower of Jesus. Jesus is for marriage between man and a woman. The interviewer comes back again. I mean, he's relentless. What about Elton John, you know? And he said this. He said, you know what? I love Elton John. I go to Elton John's concerts. But I cannot say that that's something that would be good under God. And so here's little, we'll call him little Joel Osteen, who a lot of you make fun of because, you know, he doesn't do this and he doesn't do that. He's saying, I'm standing with Jesus. I'm standing with Jesus, and I'm doing it in a loving manner so that I have a chance to talk to anybody about what's going on in their life. You know, I'm going to send a message, I love you no matter what. And this is the truth of God, right here. So, I'm thinking, I bet Joel Osteen's mom is proud of him. You know, somebody did a good job in there. And just if you're here today, you wonder, well, where's the tough love in my love, in my life? Know this, if you've never jumped in God's family or received Christ, hey, God will say this, there's one way, and that's through Christ. And there's right and there's wrong, and most of the time you've done wrong. You have to say that before God. That's true. And you are willing to change with His help. And then Jesus died for your sins and rose from the dead. And you talk about unconditional love. He'll love you all the time, no matter what. Now, where are you going to find that? Outside of Christ Himself. Only from Him, only from His people. So would you in your soul say, well, Mother's Day, I don't know much about, you know, being an effective parent or anything, but I know I need God in my life. I need to be at peace with Him, and then maybe I can train others with the good news of Christ. Would you pray in your heart, Lord, I receive You, because I need tough love and I need unconditional love, and I find it perfectly in You. And you'll be very thankful as you go. Could we pray and thank God for family and the gifts of His grace? Lord, thank You for taking care of us from when we got started. You know, somebody watched over us and we didn't have a clue what was going on, but we were protected, we were fed, we were trained. And Lord, we confess, in some cases, we still fit in that mold. We just say, who's going to take care of me and who's going to feed me and who will protect me? I don't think I can go with it. But train us, Lord, through godly moms. Thank You for them. Godly dads. A godly Christian family who understands the miracle of God's grace that can really set a broken heart, a lost heart, back to Yourself. And if you're here and never received Christ, just I wanted you to think about this song that the choir sang. I was writing some words down. Wounded sinner, lost and left to die. Raise your head. Christ is passing by. In other words, He's coming for you. Would you say, I received Christ. I need the tough love and unconditional love from God. Make that your prayer and follow Jesus with your whole heart, and you'll know His help in the blessed but tough road ahead of you. Bless each one here, Lord. In Your name we pray. Amen.